This goes to Jodi, J-O-D-I, Drenth, D like David, R-E, N like November, T-H, D like David, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-953-5329 and Listening Ear Adult Foster Care Facility. Fax 989-317-8717 regarding Ronald Wedge, W-E-D-G-E, date of birth, 7-8 of 1962. Dear Ms. Drenth and staff of Listening Ear Facility, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Wedge with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, anemia of chronic disease, possible diabetes insipidus, with normal sodium levels currently, and bipolar disorder with history of lithium exposure. His last visit was June 27th of 2023. Many of his psychiatric meds have been adjusted, and he is doing much better, according to the adult foster care staff who accompanies him today. He's feeling well. He has gained weight. Weight is up 23 pounds since his last visit. He's been much more cooperative and much more happy. The last time he was seen, he was very tearful, but he's feeling much better today. No hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. Staff reports that no further UTIs recently either. No chest pain or palpitations, no cough, wheezing, or shortness of breath. No odor noted in the urine, no current edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight lisinopril, 5 milligram once a day, in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, weight is 168 pounds, pulse is 96, blood pressure 100 over 60, left arm sitting, large adult cuff. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear. Abdomen is soft, no dysphagia, and no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 4th, 2024. White count is 3.56, hemoglobin 12.4, platelets 109,000, sodium 139, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 24.9, creatinine is 1.4, which is stable, albumin 4.0, phosphorus 2.9. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. 2, anemia, also low white count and low platelets, stable. And hypertension, that's well controlled. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.